This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast. We want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 443 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, we're still recovering from the trip down to Walt Disney World in late June. We had our meetup down there, and we hung out a lot and did a lot of park time, and now we're paying the price. However, I wanted to bring you a couple of our ride-alongs to kind of give you an idea of what it was like down there, and it was really fun. The first one's going to be Mickey's PhilharMagic, and that's with the new Coco scene in it. We're also going to bring you a really good Jungle Cruise ride we had on our last night. It was all of us. It was Jimmy and Kim and Hope and myself and Morgan and her mom. And we were all on the Jungle Cruise. And it was a very, very fun cruise. As you can see, Skipper Leslie was amazing. Look forward to our next week's show because we're going to have our trip reports for the entire time we were down there. And stay tuned. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be doing different shows where I'll be going in the parks and bringing some great stuff out to you live or fresh. So without further ado, here we go with some ride-alongs, and we're going to do the Mickey's PhilharMagic first. And it was kind of a good scene they had in there with Coco. So if you guys haven't seen it yet, that's definitely a must-do for your next trip. Here we go. Take it away, guys. By guys, I mean myself and my daughter, Hope.
Hey guys, this is Ed from the Disney Nerds, and it's time to take a ride. We're going to be taking a ride on Mickey's PhilharMagic, so come along. It's going to be the new scene from
Coco.
Enjoy.
Magical row and make our way all the way to the very end of the row.
If you're still coming in, it's great to see you. Now it's time to choose a row and move yourself all the way across so you can fill up all the empty seats. That's right, ma'am. You show them how it's done. Of course, being a stage manager sure is fun. Sorry, little feller. And we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. And
Thank you. point of view. No one to tell us no, where to go. See, we're only dreaming.
Thanks for riding with the nerds, guys.
Heard of it. The folks, we're now on the Congo River, so let's see how far we can go. And we've news for all of you Dragon Book fans is right over there on a box set, live action, and everything. That's so exciting. I'm more of an fan of the animated ones, but whatever floats your boat. And speaking of boats, over here at Boat Space and Bites, you can actually rent one of these boats right here. You can get it with a deluxe paddle or a regular paddle. It's really either or. But you know, oh wait, no one's there. Oh, that's right. They're closed every day that ends with a Y. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, if you can come by any other time, business is great. And, oh, it's our python, everyone. Give him a wave. He's super friendly. So, fun fact about this python. It's actually one of the fastest land animals. It can run up to speeds of 33 miles per hour. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, keep that in mind as we go along the cruise. Oh, my goodness. What is going on over here? I mean, what did they do to that sheep for crying out loud? They painted it blue. At least they got it to turn over. They must have used a monkey wrench. But there are not my monkeys, not my monkeys. We are on to the Nile River now. It is the world's longest river. It goes on for Niles and Niles and Niles. And if you don't believe me, folks, you must be in the
Nile.
The boat. The Nile. I like that. That's really funny. Oh, hey, it's an African bull elephant. So fun fact about this African bull elephant, it's actually one of the fastest land animals. It can run up to speeds of 33 miles per hour. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, keep that fun fact in mind as we go along the cruise. Okay, folks, we are now entering the African belt. And you take a look at this sandstone formation right here. Some people take it for granted. Not me, though. I think it's one of our bolder attractions. It really rocks, but that's just me getting all sentimental. Onto the animals. They've got some bearded horses in the front. Oh, some long-necked cheetahs over there in the back. And, oh, 1971 is home. That is so exciting. And, folks, if you take a look right over here, you'll see a group of lions with a sleepy zebra. Tired, oh my goodness. But you know, all those lions together kind of reminds me of my favorite Disney movie. Can you take a guess of what it is? That's a really good guess. It's actually Cars 2. Yeah, you know the track. Oh my goodness, folks, you don't see this every day. Look at how many bugs are on that beach. That is so cool. I know what you're thinking. Ah, that's good for the crew. Don't worry, that's just good for Felix. This is Cars Day. Probably class. But fun fact about that rhino over there, it's actually one of the fastest land animals. It can run up to speeds of 33 miles per hour. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, keep that fun fact in mind as we go along the cruise. But you know, some people say the river's filled with alligators, and that's not true. Those are crocodiles. The big one, Smiley, is super friendly, but watch out for Ginger. She snaps. Oh, and this is so exciting. Right in front of you is one of the most beautiful and amazing things you will ever see in your life. But if you look behind the most beautiful and amazing thing, you will see the waterfall. You don't want me to take any notes on it as we went by, because we will be going over it later. I know this is often the part of the cruise where people ask me how I landed my job with the Jungle Navigation Company, and I think it's plain to see, you know, I took a crash course, and I'm just gonna wing it. Honestly, though, my career hasn't taken off the way that I thought it would, so I guess that is just the tale of the backstory. And, oh my goodness, we are in the info pool now, everyone. Remain calm. They know they're friendly, but they have been known to charge boats. So if you need change to help out with the cold, luckily there's banks all over the river. They sank one of my boats recently, but I've learned how to scare them off since then. Watch this. Excuse me, sir. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. Look at that. Scares them off every single time. Oh, but this is a real treat. Up ahead of us is a group of skipper trainees. That is exactly what we look like before we put the khaki on. I actually trained this group myself. I'm so proud of them. I know they're great. So let's take a listen into what they have to say. Expecting a reaction. Oh, but we're down in the Mekong River. Up ahead of us is an ancient Cambodian temple.
that's may cause me kind of nervous. Oh, and actually, that's a new entrance. Should we go in?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are fine. All right, it could be dangerous, so keep your eyes open. Everybody got it open. Oh, perfect. I can close my doors.
New York.
New York. Oh, that's so exciting. Me too. My friend's here in the middle. Where are you from?
New York.
New York. Oh, that's so exciting. Me too. My friend's here in the middle. Where are you from?
New York.
New York. Oh, that's so exciting. Me too. My friend's here in the middle. Where are you from?
New York.
New York. Oh, that's so exciting. Me too. My friend's
friends over here. Where are you from? Right here.
New York.
Oh, perfect. My friends in the back. Where are you from?
Tampa.
Oh, that's so exciting. Me too. My friends over here. Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
I'm gonna come there. I really hope you enjoy it though. Everything around this corner is the most dangerous and scary part of our journey. It is the return to civilization, meaning. It comes with a dock. I don't want anybody getting into peer pressure, so remember to remain seated, keeping all hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat. And please continue supervising your children. Children, supervise your parents. And somebody please supervise me. I'm not sure what's going to happen between now and the dock. But here is that dock that I was so lovingly talking about. And not only is it dangerous and scary, but it is also a bit confusing. And this is what I mean here. If you take a look, we have a dock on the left and a dock on the right. We call that a paradox. All you need to know when it's time to unload, you're going to see khaki on the left and khaki on the right. We call that a pair of dorks. No, they're wearing the same outfits. I would never wear khaki. It's disgusting. Yeah, no, this is Jungle Beige, if you're wondering. It's like an entirely different shape. Oh, man. Wow, out of all of my cruises that I have had as a Jungle Cruise skipper, man, I really got to say, this one right here, it's been my most recent. And I'm, like, really proud of all of you. That's really cool. So, yeah, we've laughed together. We've cried together, right? We very nearly died together. You didn't know what I did. That's okay, though. But, hey, I got to be on the scale about something. So I'm actually up for Skipper of the Year. I'm really excited about it. If I ask you to laugh at the knock-knock joke that I'm going to tell you, do you promise to laugh as loud as possible so everyone on dock is like, she deserves it? Okay, let's do it. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Owls.
Owls who?
They do who?
Rest in peace, the haunting's free, so hurry back.